This is way out of my comfort zone, so I'm going to first start out with prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for another good day, Lord. Thank you so much for the good service this morning, Lord. Thank you for all you've done, Lord. Just be with Uncle Brandon, Lord, and just be with all the unsaved loved ones and sick and afflicted, and help me calm my nerves, and thank you for all you do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I didn't think I would be speaking by myself, but Miguel wasn't able to make it, so you're stuck with me. But I was going to talk about like my blessings in the youth group and a little bit about my personal testimony. As most of you know, I was raised here at God's Acres, which has been such a blessing to me. I'm so thankful to be in such a large youth group, which I feel like we take for granted. One song that has been on my mind lately is, "We are blessed, we are blessed, we are so blessed." And some churches, you know, they don't have that many in their youth group, and I just feel like we are very blessed with that. And so I first got saved at the age of 14. Then I became a little disobedient through high school. Most of the times didn't want to go to church, but my parents made me still go, which I'm glad they did. Was hanging out with the wrong crowd, which isn't good, can have such a big impact on you, even when you think they won't. Didn't go wild or partying, just wasn't very spiritual at this time, but you are able to grow through your experiences. If you're struggling with something, seek some help, either youth leader, parents, or older saints. Then I felt like I was drifting away from the Lord, especially early 20s. Then I got closer to God and had a real relationship with Him. Then at the time, didn't understand why all my friends were getting married but me. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." I always had a plan that I would get married super young, but didn't understand why it wasn't happening for me. So then I later told the Lord I was done looking for guys. If He had someone, that was fine. I always joked He would fall straight down in front of me. But it is so important waiting on God. It will happen when you least expect it, and God has a plan. You have to trust Him. You get your biggest blessing when you wait on Him. But once I got closer to God, you feel more at peace, and I laid all my troubles to Him. So a little over 2 years ago, I first saw Miguel at a revival here. We did end up talking for 8 months before we started dating, both prayed about it, wanted to make sure it was part of God's will. Waiting on the Lord is so rewarding, and at the time, it might not seem like it is, but it all works out for the good. I feel so blessed and thankful that Miguel came in my life. He was just what I needed. He knows how to make me smile and laugh, always there to talk to me, and He is my best friend. So if there's something that you are praying or waiting for, don't give up. He has a purpose for everything. When I lost my grandpa, it'll be 3 years this month, and just recently, most of you know, we lost our friend Emma. You might not understand why this happens, but there's always a plan and a purpose that God has in store. But might not see it, but God is there every step of the way. And my favorite scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." We just have to lean on God all the time. He has great big plans for each one of us. God has been so good to me, and I feel so blessed for always blessings He has given me. And I know, like, the devil, he's going to try to discourage you about everything, but it's so important to keep God first. How everything works out is so amazing. We don't see God's plan in the beginning, but it's so awesome to see it at the end. I would try to make it to every young people service if possible. I know for me, it's been harder as I've gotten older with a job and you have more responsibilities in life. You are able to learn so much from young people, so able to grow more and get blessed. If you have any questions ever, Brother Steve and Sister Sherry, and then Brother Chris and Sister Victoria are always able there to help you. So don't be discouraged when, and young peoples, we all have our struggles, but God will be there through it all. By putting forth effort, God will bless you. Some advice would be to wait on the Lord and be patient. God has it under control. If it is meant to be, it will work out. Just keep praying about it and seeking the Lord's advice. He knows what he is doing, and trust his plan. And then I'm just, like I said in the beginning, I'm really thankful for this church and to be able to grow up in the church. Miguel, he's from Peru, and then he moved here when he was like 10, 11, and you just don't realize like how blessed you are till you find out about other people's stories, and just God has a plan, and you might not see it right now, but it'll work out, and I'm just thankful for y'all.
Amen.
So we have a little bit of time. If anyone has a memory or something they want to say, now's the time.
Okay, so I kind of feel obligated to get up here because it's my sister. So me and Mariah, we go pretty far back. I have shared a room with Mariah for 20 years, so that's been quite the experience. And so one thing about like Mariah is like she is very caring, and like if I'm going through something, like she's like, Michaela, are you okay? Like she doesn't, like she's like worried about me, like she worries about other people. She doesn't really worry so much about herself. But one memory that I have is last year we went camping with Bonnie, Sue, and Miranda. And so like we were sitting around the campfire, and like we hear something, and we're like, what's going on? And so I think it was Miranda, did you get your flashlight out? And there was a raccoon on the picnic table. Mariah screams bloody murder. Like we're all dying laughing and Mariah's screaming. And it was just a really fun time. But also too, like so I'm trying to think of what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something else. I can't remember what it was. It's probably a good thing that you don't hear about it. So when our friend passed away in January, I found out about it, and I texted Mariah. I was like, did you hear what happened? And then she texted me back, and she was like, yeah. She's like, I'm sorry, I was going to tell you, but just got kind of caught up in everything. And so I was driving on my way to class, and Mariah called me, and she was like, the first thing that she said was like, Michaela, are you okay? Like, are you doing okay? Like, she was hurting too. Like, you could tell that she was like hurting in her voice. But the first thing she said was like, are you doing okay? Like how are you doing? And I don't know. Like, I feel like that says so much about her. Like, she's always putting other people first. And so if you haven't gotten like the pleasure of like really getting to know Mariah, she's like very fun, and if me and her are slap happy together, then and it's a great time. So but yeah, that's it.
I'm sitting over there trying to think of the most embarrassing thing I can think of with Mariah, and I got nothing. So, sorry, you don't get to be that embarrassed. But if I go back to when Mariah and I first, like, became acquainted with one another, I think that's the right way to put it. It was probably when I first moved here back in 2017. I was going to Sunday school, didn't really know anybody in our Sunday school class, so I was kind of just walking in like, what am I doing with myself? But there was always a seat by Mariah, and I think I sat beside her for like 6 months before I actually learned her name. So, oops. But we were kind of buddies for a while and didn't really start getting close until, what, 2-3 years ago, something like that, when we both realized that we like to travel and visit other congregations, other places. And since then, Mariah's always been my travel companion. Like, we've been to Alabama, Kansas, Indiana, where else is that? The majority of it, anyway. But we have some very interesting car rides. There's always the ones where, you know, you're driving down the road and I'm driving and she's sleeping, and then scare her awake because I almost hit a deer or whatever. But I am thankful for her friendship. Through some stressful situations, she's been there. She was a friend when I felt I had no other friends. She was somebody that, you know, not having a family that I can call on to pray for me, I know I can call on her, and that was something that was huge for me. So we're thankful for her. Love ya. Michaela, you stole my story. So I'm sitting there, like, trying to think, like, what else can I say? Because, I mean, that was, like, literally, that topped all the memories, I feel like. Her screaming bloody murder, and I'm chasing a raccoon away from the picnic table. That was so much fun. But, yeah, that's one of our funnest memories, was going camping. She is definitely very caring. She's my absolute best friend. She was there for me when I was going through a really rough time there a few years back, and she's just a really good friend. I admire her, and I don't really know what else to say. I'm kind of lost for words, but she's just a very special person to me, and I just love her to death, and I wish you all the best.
So I wasn't really prepared for family to speak, but as I was thinking, she hit on a few things as she was speaking there about the blessings, and as has been mentioned, her caring attitude and putting others first. And as I was thinking, you know, I know adults have the same problem, I'm sure. You as youth as well. Does anybody in here ever feel like your life's perfect and everything goes right? And I'm sure this week, maybe even today, that you've struggled with something. And I know Mariah's had, you know, came home and shared things with us as parents that she's had struggles as she's went up to this point in her life. So, you know, it's common for everybody. And I thought Mariah's characteristics, definitely the caring. And another thing is, she's had struggles with different things, but her work ethic and her determination can supersede a lot of things. Right. So I thought, I don't know, as a landmark, but everybody probably knows where OUZ in Zanesville is. So in Zanesville, everybody knows Zanesville, right? So if you think about, if you're in your mind's eye, if you think if you leave here, we're going to drive down Cedar Street, and then we're going to get on 16, and you're going to drive, go through some stoplights, get clear to 146, drive all the way down to 146, and I was just looking it up. I just thought about it. It's like roughly 25 miles. So one thing that Mariah's did is she did a half marathon at 16, a full marathon at age 18, and how many full marathons have you did? 6 marathons. So if you think about the car ride, just to get to Zanesville is 25 miles. The marathon's 26.2. And that's just one thing of that determination, because you don't just get up and run a marathon.
Right.
It's that training. And right. The training program goes for months and months. And when you go through the training program, you're going to have injuries. There's going to be times when you get up and you don't feel like doing it. I remember there's been many times where we've got up early on a Sunday morning before church to get a 15-mile training run in, or getting a 20-mile training run in on a Saturday and trying to schedule those things. I say all that to just say, just that determination, just sticking with it. When things don't go right, when you think things aren't going your way, just keep pressing on. And I think that's a really a great attribute that Mariah has, is just that strong work ethic. And that's just example that you can see physically with that overcoming and conquering those marathons. So that's all I've got. We love you, Mariah.
Hi. One of the best things to know about Mariah is that she sets an example of how positive she tries to be, have smile and say hi to people, you know, because, I should have sent pictures for Chris. I had a picture of her sitting next to Miguel at the bonfire at the 2022 August camp meeting, and Miguel's just sweating from playing basketball. And it's like, I should have sent a picture for Chris, and like he's eating pizza, and she's going like this, and like, okay. And she sets an example of how like we should always be positive and always put others first, and she sets a good example of that. So happy for you, and I can't wait to come to your wedding.
So I wasn't going to say anything, but Mariah's always been super sweet. I remember we drove to Indiana during the summer, like right before school started and everything. And we were just like, me and her sat in the back seat, and we were like talking the whole time. And like, she would just tell me about these things she's done about running. I'm like, wow, that's so encouraging. Like, I really wish I was that like disciplined and just like had that type of work ethic about running and just being in shape and stuff. And she's just a very sweet girl, and I'm really happy for her, and I wish you guys the best.
I would like to say that it has been a blessing to be Mariah's youth leader. And the natural progression of things is that you come in here at 13 and then you leave when you get married. But like Promotion Sunday, there's a part of me that kind of dislikes that leaving part. But I appreciate it when you leave well. When you have lived for the Lord, prayed about the right one, how awesome that you prayed for a long time before you even dated. But I think about probably some of you, not all of you, know that it's even a miracle that Mariah's here with us. I'm sure her parents could tell that story much better than I. But when she was first born, some things went wrong, and it's just a miracle. But I think about her quiet ways. She's not going to be one up here wanting to be speaking, or she's probably never signed up voluntarily on the list to lead the singing or anything like that. But how each one of you have a place. Some of you are more in the front, and some of you are more in the back. But Sister Mariah, there's something about her that when we teach lessons, when we have the Bible study, she's so engaged, and she so loves the things of God, and it just shows, and it shines. And I really appreciate that. And I think about how I've seen her reach out. I reach out maybe to some on the edges. Sister Jenny mentioned that, and Sister Maddie mentioned that, and that's a needed talent. It's that quiet one that notices, oh, well, this person needs somebody to sit beside them. And as a youth leader, I'm over here just saying, yes, good job, keep it up. I'm so proud. And I'm just very thankful. And so we're sad that you're moving. We're very happy for you. And we wish you the best. And all the things, it's our prayer. I don't have the scripture in front of me, but remembering the things that you have learned, and I know you will, remembering the things that we've endeavored to teach you, you'll take those, and that'll be a part of your next chapter in your life. There'll be highs and lows and joys and probably sorrows, but you keep God first, and you showed us that that is your desire here, and that's such a blessing. So it helps us as youth leaders to say, you know what, we're happy as you step, because you're stepping not with Miguel, not with all this, but with God. And it's such a blessing to see that and to see you grow. And we're very, very thankful for you. And say to the young people, take notes. As we see one stand up in front of us, what are they doing well? Okay, there's not going to be a Mariah here now to reach out to that one that's sitting by themselves. So I need somebody to fill those shoes. That quiet person that's steady and dependable, I need somebody to fill those shoes. Not just me, but God does. And I know you'll step up, but she's been a real blessing. And we try to do this. Sister Corder started this years ago, as Brother Chris said. I assume Brother Jeff was the first one. I was not here. But I think this is a great way for the young person to share what God did for them in the youth group, how the youth group helped them, and then for you to hear from us how much we appreciate you. We don't always get a chance to say that. And so we definitely, it's our loss, but we're so very, very thankful for what God's done for you.
I didn't even think I was going to be able to meet a church, but glad to be here this morning. I told her, I texted her, and as me and Brandon was sitting at home watching church, I started crying. I'm like, this is Mariah's last church service here. And he's like, she's not going to be gone forever. But, you know, got a little emotional. Mariah's pretty special to me. All of my nieces and nephews are, but Mariah's the first one to make me an aunt. She went everywhere with me. There was lots of diapers changed underneath bleachers at every sporting event you could think of. She was my little sidekick, but something that stuck with me when I got away from God, I don't know how old Mariah was, but I tried to always still be a good person, everything around them. But I remember I had a song playing in my car and she was with me, and she picked up on that song, and yeah, it was funny and all that, but there's many nights when I'd be laying in bed at night and God would be speaking to me, and I remember and could hear Mariah singing that song, and it was not a church song. And people's always watching you. Always remember that. You might not realize it. You might not think about it, but that's something that stuck out with me. But over the years, Mariah's always been someone that I could count on. We have awesome memories together. But now that I have kids, and even though she's got a lot going on, and I have a lot going on in my life, she's still willing to help in any way that she can. I was thinking about during the pandemic, and we were doing the live streaming when church was shut down, and she came over, and her and Michaela both would come over, and even live streaming, she's still sitting there taking notes of the sermons, and both of them. And, you know, now she was teaching Jess Lee, you know, and taking notes and stuff. And just, you know, like Sister Sherry said, who's going to fill that spot that she's leaving? Because she's definitely a pretty important person. And her kindness doesn't go unnoticed. So just who's going to pick up that torch and be a Mariah?
Anyone else? Okay, before we close out, I want to say that I really appreciate Mariah. There have been points when I've been struggling and I'm like, I don't know, what do I do? And then I just look and see, not specifically Mariah, but I look at the young people group and I can point out ones who have just stayed faithful and are faithful, and I just really appreciate her for that. Definitely our loss, and definitely Indiana's gain.
Right.